Commercial medical marijuana ordinances under consideration by the Rio Doe Planning Commission resulted in a larger-than-normal crowd at their February 23rd meeting. Rio Doe is debating whether or not to allow commercial medical marijuana businesses within the city or to ban them outright, as Fortuna and Eureka have recently done. The State Medical Marijuana Regulations and Safety Act regulates medical marijuana as an agricultural product. California was the first state in the nation to allow medical marijuana in 1996, but it took until 2015 for the state to approve the regulatory framework. Local control is built into the state laws, which allows a jurisdiction to choose to ban commercial medical marijuana businesses completely or not. Community Development Director Kevin Caldwell summarized the state approach to the commercial medical marijuana market.
Yeah, the state is developing what they call a track and trace program, which is seed to sale. So they're going to basically, from seed or to the baby cuttings, they will identify those plants with specific indicators, and it will have information on where that plant originated from, the type of plant that it is. And it does not get tested until after the marijuana is actually processed, and then it becomes tested by a lab. And then once it's tested and given a clean bill of health, and the lab is looking for pesticides, molds, insecticides, then it's allowed to be taken to the end user, to the dispensaries.
Rio Doe has based its proposed ordinances on the state framework. Commercial cultivation will be restricted to only the largest parcels in very limited zones. A number of residents, however, are asking the city to consider widening the types of parcels that could be included, as Caldwell describes.
I have been contacted by a number of property owners who have large urban residential lots, and the minimum parcel size is 6,000 square feet. And I say large, 2 to 4 acres, 2 to 5 acres, that are interested in setting up small operations on those lands as well. And that's something the commission is going to have to discuss. When it comes to indoor cultivation, we're recommending the industrial commercial zone, which is the former Gilbert Sawmill site.
Okay.
There's a strip of maybe 10, 12 parcels on Eloa Avenue, which is near CC Market and west of there towards the highway.
Okay.
That's also industrial commercial. And then again, the rural designation and the natural resource designation.
The full text of the proposed ordinances are available from the city and online at theriodeltimes.com. The Planning Commission will be holding a special meeting on March 8th at 6:30 p.m. to focus on the cultivation ordinances, and their regular meeting on March 22nd at 6:30 p.m. will be focused on the extraction ordinances. Any approved ordinances will go to the City Council for consideration and approval. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.